Martin's mother, Sabrina Fulton, stood flanked by Democratic lawmakers who filed legislation to throw out Florida's first-in-the-nation law that says people can use deadly force if they feel threatened.
As a parent, I just don't quite understand how someone can be a make-believe cop, pursue my son, who had every right to be in that neighborhood, chase him, get in a confrontation with him, shoot and kill him, and not be arrested.
Nearly a year ago, Fulton's son, Trayvon Martin, was fatally shot by neighborhood watch volunteer George Zimmerman. He was eventually arrested 44 days after the shooting. Zimmerman is charged with second-degree murder, but is claiming self-defense under the law.
Something has to be done. We have to put our collective minds together, and we have to strategize, and we have to make changes to this law.
What Fulton is asking for was actually already done. Governor Rick Scott commissioned a 19-member task force in April to review the law, but during the 6 months of traveling the state, the group was heavily criticized for being packed with those who support the law. Here is Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll, the chair of the task force, responding to critics in May.
Out of the 19 total members on this task force, I am unaware of the other 15 members' position on this law or if they favor or disfavor gun laws. So it is a mischaracterization for anyone to presume that this task force is not balanced.
In the end, the task force didn't come up with any major changes to the law. It mostly asked for the law enforcement community to do further review. Democratic Senator Dwight Bullard of Miami is co-sponsoring House Bill 4009 to repeal the 2005 Stand Your Ground law, saying the task force failed at its job.
We've been waiting for far too long and seen too many cities to watch this dog and pony show go around the state to come up with no recommendations. So we're taking a proactive stance right now, here and now, here in the state of Florida, to say that the law is an unjust law. What it is legalized vigilantism, and we can no longer, as a state, stand for this.
The original sponsor of Stand Your Ground, Republican Representative Dennis Baxley of Ocala, says overall the law does what it's supposed to, and that is protect would-be victims from violence.
Look at how many people it's prevented them being a rape victim, a victim of a beating, or be in a situation where they actually lost their life. I get emails and communications on all sides of this issue. And I always think of the person that we've protected from harm.
Baxley says he's not hearing a lot of support for a repeal of his law, but he's open to discussing and looking at ways to make improvements.
I understand the grief, but I think if you look at the public policy question, it's clear that what's happened is we've seen less violence and we've prevented a lot of people from being victims of violence.
Zimmerman and his legal team have maintained throughout the case that shooting the unarmed 17-year-old was a matter of self-defense and was not an intentional murder. February 5th would have been Trayvon Martin's 18th birthday. Now it's the day for his accused killer, George Zimmerman's, next court hearing. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Tramell Gomes in Tallahassee.